From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting some migrant restrictions being lifted in Europe. Passage through Hungary is now easier for migrants. Hundreds arrived by train Sunday in Vienna. Officials in Hungary have decided to allow thousands of stranded refugees to travel by train to the border. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Head Federica Mogherini says the crisis is not just for several countries.
And I hope finally, we all realize that these people are coming to Europe. They're not coming to one or the other member states. They're coming to Europe.
Austria says it's planning to end emergency measures that allow thousands of migrants to cross its borders to Germany without visa checks. Germany and Austria welcomed thousands of migrants within their borders Sunday. German officials have said they will accept as many as 800,000 asylum seekers this year. Meanwhile, refugees on Turkey's border with Syria told VOA Sunday that more and more newcomers are going directly from the borders to buses to begin the next phase of their dangerous journey towards Europe. South Sudan's rebel leader says his group will ratify the recently signed peace agreement Tuesday, all part of efforts to restore peace and end the country's almost two-year-long conflict. Former Vice President Riek Machar told VOA Sunday he's committed to the full implementation of the agreement. But he said he's petitioned mediators and regional leaders about the government's continuous violation of the peace agreement signed by both parties. Kurdish militants attacked a convoy of Turkish troops Sunday near the borders of Iran and Iraq, putting hopes for peace even further out of reach. Guerrillas from the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, say they killed 15 soldiers and they fired on two military vehicles in Hakkari province. The death toll was not independently confirmed. This is VOA News.